Nikki is a woman living in a state house in Gleninus who is being evicted from her home. She has been living in her home since 1985, and she is being evicted because the Tāmaki Regeneration Company, a joint venture between the government and Auckland Council, have plans to redevelop the area. She received the eviction notice at the end of last year, and this notice was up on the 18th of January. But her and supporters have been fighting against this for the past 2 months. On Tuesday the 24th of January, the Tāmaki Redevelopment Company applied in the courts for a possession order of Nikki's wadi. A sit-in occupation occurred outside Nikki's house, where supporters in the community stood with Nikki against the company. The hearing resulted in an adjournment in Tennessee Tribunal to a later date. This date is tomorrow, the 21st of February. The Tāmaki Redevelopment Company will once again try to gain a possession order in the Tennessee Tribunal, and if they do so, they will be able to evict Nikki from her home at any time. Yesterday, people met at 2 p.m. to reoccupy Nikki's home at 14 Taniwa Street, Gleninus, which will continue today and tomorrow to defend Nikki and her home. I spoke to Auckland Peace Action spokesperson Vortek Shishoshka about why they are standing with Nikki against her fight and why others should be standing with her also.
We stand with Nikki because, in effect, we see this as a warlike tactic. So, effectively, this represents Crown's latest tactic in a battle that's been going on effectively since the land wars. So you've got a largely white colonial government, wants an area of lucrative land, which they would be able to sell for quite a lot. Unfortunately, it's currently occupied by inconvenient people, so they remove the people by force, shift them elsewhere, and knock down the buildings. That's pretty grossly unjust. They're evicting people en masse. It's not for any particularly good reason. It's simply to raise revenue. And, I mean, really, no amount of money or nicer buildings or anything is going to repair the damage that's done to those communities, because you've got people being, kind of, families being broken apart, people being shifted around. They end up not having a stable place to live. I mean, we've got a clear case of injustice. It is at least somewhat, kind of, I guess, within our purview as an anti-militarization group. And we generally, for those reasons, we think it's a good thing to support.
Why do you think that it's important for organisations and communities to stand with Nikki during this time? Why do you think that the support is necessary?
Well, first and foremost, we think that if we manage to get a large enough movement going behind it, we may be able to stop the eviction. And if we can stop the eviction, then by producing a suitably large mass movement, then there's a reasonable chance that we will be able to stop other evictions, which will preserve the GI community and prevent people from suffering unnecessarily. I think the general argument would be we prevent suffering, we protect the ability of people to kind of stay in their homes and live their lives, and for that reason I think it's worth supporting.
And how much further do you think that the company will go, that the Tāmaki Redevelopment Company will go to possess Nikki's home?
It really depends on kind of how big, on how strong the opposition movement is. They're currently in the process of trying to get another possession order, which will allow them to seize the home by force. Whether they'll actually have police storm the building and forcibly evict it, well, that depends on how many people there are in the building. I suspect they'd probably not try to forcibly evict a large body of people simply because of public relations type issues. It'll look bad. On the other hand, if there's only a few people, then they will probably just try to forcibly remove people.
Do you think that it is then important that more people stand and fight with Nikki against this? Because the more people there are, the less it will be likely that they will be forcibly removed?
That would definitely be the case. The more people are there, the better is the chance that we will win this. It's still probably not particularly likely, but definitely more people means better chances. And even if people aren't able to make it personally, then more support in the media and the community would mean that there's a chance that they'll stop evictions if there's a large enough kind of public outcry. So I believe that, yes, it is very important that we have as much support as we can, both physical and kind of, I guess, intellectual.
Do you think that this kind of movement that Nikki is kind of having and proving that this is Nikki's home, but do you think that this is an issue that is kind of being raised more often now, that Nikki is saying that this is not okay with her, and now this is kind of proving that it's not okay with other houses as well?
I mean, the evictions have been going on for several years now. At least most of the last decade, there's been a steady but consistent trickle of evictions by the Tamaki Redevelopment Company. I think this one does seem to have gotten a bit more traction than the others, so who knows, perhaps it will lead to something in the way of a mass movement against evictions.
Why do you think that the Tamaki Redevelopment Company think it's okay to evict Nikki from her home?
But because of their, I guess, kind of ideological underpinnings as a branch of the government, which follows a certain neoliberal economic ideology, I think they genuinely think they're doing good by kind of removing people and then redeveloping or gentrifying Tamaki or GI. I think they genuinely believe that kind of more nicer houses will do the community any good. Of course, what they neglect to mention, either deliberately or just through ignorance, is the fact that most of the people they're evicting won't be able to stay there simply because they're on selling the land to private developers who will then build housing that the people who currently live in GI will not be able to afford under market rates. I'm inclined to say that they think they're doing good, but how much that's actually the case, I don't know.
Do you think that the government kind of needs to get more involved in stopping this from happening, especially since there is so much fight against this?
I think the government certainly has a moral obligation to get involved. However, given their ideological underpinnings and the fact that they effectively it was a branch of the government that instigated this, I think it's unlikely that they're going to. Yes, I think, like, on a purely moral level, they should, but I wouldn't expect it to actually happen.